Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about the world of beauty, being an influencer. And that's pretty much it. I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. How have you been?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I've been fine, you?
Yeah, I thought like I was going to have something to talk about. Now I can't remember what it was.
Did we do something?
I don't know.
Did we do anything? I feel like we haven't.
God. No. Wow. What sad little lives we live.
What horrible little lives we're living. Well, this is the thing when work is just your life. It takes over your life.
Takes over your life, takes over your time.
Yeah.
I'm in this thing at the moment where I've been a little bit unwell, so my voice is like, I don't know if you can see in my chin.
Not the cupboard.
My chin is extra flabby because I've got like these two, I tested negative. Well, I've got these two like glands right here and they're as symmetrically plump as each other. But it's making, remember when we tried to have the fat and our chin dissolved and our chins went really floppy and like watery? Mm-hmm. It's made my chin do that, like extra. And it's painful when I swallow. But other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, no.
But if I sound like this more, then yeah. It's because of that. Yeah.
Yeah, you did sound like an old woman for some reason.
Yeah, so I might have to take a few breaks today.
You sound like you're sucking on a Werther's.
Yeah. Listen, Werther's originals are great.
Robert, I miss them. I'm not going to lie, I miss
Why
them.
Why do you miss them?
Because I've not had any for a long time, and you don't just buy a pack of Werther's originals just to have one. Like, I don't want loads of them, I just want one.
I would buy them online, because I would feel a slight shame in the shop if I was to buy them.
Yeah, because they like, come imagine with being like, oh, I'm just gonna... notion.
Yeah, preconceived notion. Like, oh, you're that kind of person.
Mm. Like, where you
oh,
did
you just hear my
bag?
Laugh?
Yeah, it's like...
But I went before. It went ooh, but like in my chest. I'm really not well. But
oh, I'm glad you're straining your voice for this. Then
I guess. Wait. No. Wait. I'm coughing, but then it's going.
Can
like
I ask
underneath?
You a favour?
Yeah.
Before I come round, just to disinfect that microphone. Is that all right?
I always disinfect. This whole place is very. As somebody who grew up disinfected things throughout my career, I'm very. This is a very sterile. Wait, sterile?
Yeah.
Environment. Everything's very disinfected always, mainly for me.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it's just good. Part of who I am.
Yeah.
Listen, oh, James, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, and it's about noises underneath your cough. Is there anything you've been labbing this week?
Yeah, it's something you got me from Space and Kai.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's the Byredo Gypsy Water Hair Perfume.
Oh, yeah. So I got to do a massive shop at Space NK. So technically, hashtag gifted.
Oh, technically, hashtag gifted. Well, re-gifted.
It wasn't really the smell for me.
Yeah, he didn't like it, but I like it. But this is, I think with all the Byredo, because I've used one of these before. This is, obviously a hair perfume by Rado, as I've explained about 10 times already. For me, it lingers as long as an actual fragrance. So you know them days where you're just lounging around the house and you're like, oh, I just want to smell nice instead of like, I don't know, onions. You're like, I want, but I don't want to be too heavy with parfum. Just a bit of hair perfume, and you always get a good waft of it, and it really does linger until like the next greasy hair day. I really, really like it.
It does. I used it recently and just dried it into my hair, and it was like there the next day.
It works better if you dry the scent into your hair.
Yeah.
It's so nice. But to be honest, I think you can just spray fragrance in your hair and be fine. It might be a little bit drying, but I think it'll be all right.
Oh my God, sorry.
Disgusting. Not natural.
Yeah, that really hurt my throat.
Horrible to do.
You know what? I feel like for fragrance and hair might be, it might be made different to normal fragrance. I think it might be less damaging.
Oh, less really alcohol-based, probably.
Exactly, yeah, to the hair. Like, what if your hair catches on fire?
Yeah, what if you get too hot and then your hair set ablaze? But on that note, I just want to know, is there anything that you've been loving this week?
Yeah, I don't know. Did I say this one last week?
I can't see that. Is that Summer Friday?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I would remember that because I'm a fan of that brand.
Oh, so this is their sheer skin tint. So Summer Friday's sheer skin tint.
Oh, wow. Is it like a sunscreen tint or is it just a makeup
No,
tint?
So there's no SPF in it as far as I can tell from the bottle. Actually, the bottle's really shit looking at it now. But it's a really good product. It's really lightweight. And when people say like, oh, I want something that looks like my skin, but better, but you really want it like a tint. Sometimes I even find CC creams and BB creams are just too heavy on some days. Excuse me, I'm so sorry, I'm a mess today. This, the Summer Friday's skin tint is literally just that. It's like it's tinted your skin, like very slightly. Oh. So even if you don't want full coverage, but maybe like, for example, like you have rosacea or me, I have a bit of sun damage on my cheeks. If I just want to even out.
Why did you point at me?
Because I just feel like you need people on your side. if you want just like a little bit of help with your skin being even, it's the perfect amount. It's not overwhelming. You can't feel it on your skin. It doesn't get like greasy throughout the day. On me, as someone with oily skin, it's perfect. It's perfection.
The reason I ask if it's sunscreen is because that's the same packaging as their sunscreen.
Oh, so they've really just gotten
different writing. Yeah, which is fine. It's good. It's functional packaging. No, that's interesting because I feel like Summer Fridays always do nice versions of things. Like their gel moisturizer is really nice. Literally all their other products escape me now. But
yeah,
so that's interesting to know.
Yeah, really nice. I've tried a few like skin tints and stuff like that. And some of them are just too oily. I think there's an assumption with products like that. Like only old people with dry skin want skin tints and natural makeup. Whereas there are like greasy people out there, middle aged and younger, who want, you know, natural makeup too. You know what I mean?
Are we middle-aged?
I think 35 is considered the start of middle-age, so not yet. But we're well on our way.
I thought, like, it's like half, like 50.
It's probably best not to think about. Let's not think about it ever again. No, you know what they're saying? The 50s are your new 40s and 40s are your new 30s.
Yeah, your new 30s. You know what they say.
Listen, let's think about that over a break. We need to take a break. Mm. We'll be right back with an interesting topic we're doing today. Just a fun one. Just a lighthearted fun one.
It's just funny. It's just funny.
It's just funny. Like, we thought it was funny. Okay.
We thought it was funny.
We thought it was funny. Okay, let's take a break. See you in a second.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And we are back from our break. Wow, that was a fun one. We just thought it was funny. Oh, wait, no, because it might be something really terrible. Funny. No, because we don't know what adverts go in there. Please, if it wasn't funny, it wasn't funny. I just haven't thought about that. Okay, well, today we are talking about things that brands and influencers do that we have kind of found just a little bit weird and a little bit like, oh, that's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, I think as influencers, we have a good grasp on how like brand and influencer relations work. So there are some things though that were still like, what's the point in that? Or like, that's a bit funny.
Yeah. So we're gonna share those things with you and explain it a little bit. James, why don't you kick it off? Girls, give us the vibe of today.
Oh, okay. Weird vibes. Okay, so one thing that I really don't understand, obviously I get influencer gifting, but I do feel like there's certain limits to things. And one thing I don't understand is when car brands lend influencers a car for the day.
See, I didn't know this was a thing.
It's a thing.
I didn't get that.
I just think, like, I get, like, maybe sending an influencer on, like, a weekend away, you know, because, like, people save money and go on holiday. But who's going to look at, and it's always really expensive cars, and who's going to look at that car and be like, ah, I'm influenced to spend a shit ton of money on that and buy it. I get it if, like, maybe you're a luxury influencer and your demographic can drop thousands and thousands on, like, hundreds of thousands even on certain things. But the majority of the time, they're not people with who I feel don't have that kind of demographic. So what is the benefit of lending an influencer a really expensive car for the day?
Yeah.
Like, do you look at people who have cars and be like, oh, I'm going to look into that car?
Yeah, I don't get what the selling point. I know people can rent cars, so maybe that's why they're like, oh, I'll rent that car out and do whatever. Mm. Like, even like for your everyday, people sometimes rent their cars, you know what I mean? Rather than rather than pay off like a monthly thing to owning it.
Oh,
maybe people can't get the credit, whatever. But yeah, no, I don't quite get, there's a lot of gifting that goes on that I don't quite understand the reasoning behind it, you know what I mean? Mm. Like you said, like I get like trips if they're like a travel blogger or family blogger or something, like, not that I like family bloggers, but it makes sense to do so if it's just them or just their family, it's not a brand trip. But yeah, cars, I don't quite get. It's not like a decision you make. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if they have a discount code. Like, it's not like, you know, I just find it really strange. But then I guess, like, you know, whenever we talk to people about our job and we're like, oh, you know, we, you know, in a sense, advertise products sometimes. And people are like, oh, well, like, how does that work? You know, I wonder if it is just like, maybe we just don't understand that side of it, but like,
yeah, I wonder, like, if it's a niche we don't understand, which, I mean, we definitely don't because we don't know. But there is that one lady who reviews cars and stuff, but she reviews like supercars. Is that what they're called? They're cars that just insane, that like nobody yet will ever own for like another 50 million years.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's nice to see people like just giving you a tour of these like futuristic cars. Like, you know, before we got our recent car, we were watching like electric car kind of reviews, and then that kind of led on to like cars of the future and supercars, because we were looking to buy it. But like lending an influencer a car for the day that is not necessarily just like to show off, but more to be like, oh, this is the new, I don't know cars at all, by the way, Mercedes Benz, are they expensive?
I don't know.
I don't know. BMW with like so-and-so. Do you mean like reachable, but still far too expensive for something that you could be influenced into?
Right, exactly.
I find
exactly.
it really strange.
Yeah, it is a bit of a strange one. It's almost like renting someone a house for the day.
Yeah, like, can you influence someone into getting a new build? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, probably. So this is one that I don't understand, and it's not a lot of influencers do it, and that's Twitter Blue. I don't understand it. Let me tell you why. Like, because some people have been like, yeah, because, you know, I need to be verified because I do this, which is absolutely fine. But then anyone, at the time we're recording this, anybody can take your pictures and pay for Twitter Blue and still pretend they're you. Like, and pay for followers and still mimic you. For me, it's just like, it's not worth paying for like a few, I don't know, what do you get with it? Like, reaction now stickers and things like that.
Well, now they're limiting how much you can tweet a day. They're limiting much, obviously, people with Twitter Blue can post full paragraphs and essays on Twitter now, which I think no one's going to do because that's not the point of Twitter.
No one will read it, and that's not the point, exactly.
I get it if you are an influencer and you're coming from a business point of view, in the sense, because people forget that influencers are businesses. Like, in a way. So I get it from a business point of view, that is an investment to verify who you are and say, you know, but then, like you said, anyone
Twitter Blue. Yeah, Twitter Blue isn't a verification that is actually you. Like, it doesn't, again, at the time we're recording this, it might have changed, but it's not, there's no, like, if you paid for Twitter Blue, right, which we both have, like, that now, what they call, like, a legacy blue tick, where it's like,
I know, it makes me feel like we've cheated our way into it.
So we were verified ages ago, but if we weren't and you just paid for Twitter Blue, right, I could then make, say I didn't know you, I could then make a profile with your name, buy loads of followers, make loads of tweets and pay for Twitter Blue. It, both of us, when you hover over a blue ticket, will say, this person subscribed to Twitter Blue, so who is then the original? You know what I mean? I could copy all your tweets. I can copy everything.
It wouldn't say we subscribe to Twitter. Oh, you mean if you did subscribe to Twitter?
Yeah. If you did and I it was just some random person, you know what I mean? It says it's subscribe to Twitter Blue. But, I mean, reply to your own tweets. I've tweeted 5 times yesterday. Who needs to tweet more than that? And if you are, it's too much. You know what I mean? Well, as a influencer doing influencery things, you know?
Yeah. This is going to sound really awful. Well, not awful, but when you're verified, you get a verified section of your notifications. So you can only see verifications from other verified people. And literally on Twitter, it just used to be yours and mine tweets. And then maybe like Susan Yara and like Lab Muffin. And now, because so many people have Twitter Blue, if one person likes your tweet, that comes up in the verified. So anybody who's Twitter Blue comes up in the verified. So now it's just another messy column of notifications.
It is. It's very true.
It's not really the biggest deal, but now it just feels like
you might as well just smush them into one notifications. Yeah.
It just needs to be like one whole thing.
There's too many options.
It doesn't feel like it's designed for it.
And now they do that thing, which is really fucking annoying, where it's like recommend, no, for you and then who you're following. Have you got that on your app?
What?
So on my scroll page, it says for you and then like recommended for you. And then the other tab is who I'm following. So all this random shit. The amount of times I've seen Elon Musk's tweet, who I don't follow and I'm not interested in at all. I'm like, why do I keep seeing this? And it was on my for you area. So you click, you know, not interested. But I was like, I just want to see. I'm just following people on Twitter for reasons. Twitter is such this open space of people to be assholes. Like, it's the biggest asshole collection of people.
It's the worst platform.
I don't want to see for you. I just want to see who I'm following. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, Instagram's nice for you or recommended because it's what you, you know, you can click on a video of a dog and it just takes you to loads of dogs all the time. But so I don't feel that Twitter is a platform in investing your money in or paying a monthly subscription for. You know?
No, I don't think it's necessary at all.
I don't think it's necessary.
But obviously, people are paying for it and they're doing it because it's everywhere.
But you know what? That's
another thing. Hang on. Because I'll forget. You'll see like some really like shitty conversations and people are allowed to have different and shenating opinions. Fine, whatever. And then you'll click on someone and you'll be like, oh my God, why is this verified person saying such racist, homophobic, whatever stuff? And then you click on it, 2 followers, Twitter blue. So it's kind of surprising because you kind of think these voices of reason, people who have kind of like a voice of power. What's it called? Like a...
influential voice. If they have a following.
Influential voice. Yeah. Are saying all this stuff and you go on it and it's somebody from like, I don't know, like... wherever, you know,
they're basically paying to have a troll account for some reason, which you can just do that anyway. It doesn't matter if you're Twitter blue or not, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing with verified accounts. Not that this isn't a plus or a minus, but a pro or con. Sorry. When you are verified or have Twitter blue, your tweets usually get seen more. They go to the top of discussions, all that kind of stuff. And again, because so many people are on Twitter blue, it cancels out itself.
Yeah.
It's just a mush of everything. Like, they need to redesign some certain bits for it to make sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So let's go on to the next one. Cause this is just funny.
It's just funny.
Listen, so this isn't so much a problem anymore. But when I used to be a fashion influencer, when I was a stylist and I used to post fashion content, I would obviously follow way more fashion people than I do now. But one thing that always used to annoy me is people not tagging their clothes or like tagging like things that they do.
This really irritates me.
There's fashion bloggers, right? Yeah.
And they've been sent clothes and it's like, you know, was gifted this outfit. From where?
Because it looks good. Tell us where everything's from.
Exactly. Where are your jeans from? Where's your bag from? Like when you post like a picture of makeup or something on Instagram or on anything, all the products are tagged, you know, all the brands are tagged. Unless it's something that, you know, I'm keeping secret, which I wouldn't need to for any reason, but that's the only circumstance I can think of. Like, why are you not tagging? And then you have to look through the comments for someone to be like, where's this from?
And they then nobody says. They still don't reply.
Nobody says anything. It's like, why are you gatekeeping it, but also trying to get followers and putting all out there? Do you not want to be like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Imagine if you were like, oh my God, this is the best foundation I've ever used.
Right.
It doesn't even look like I'm wearing foundation.
Right.
That's it. And then that's it. You don't tell anyone what the fuck's going on. Do you know what's even more annoying? Is when they tag the products, but they stack the tags on top of each other.
So you can't see any of them. Yeah.
So you can't
move those tags around and you can tag it on the thing. It's so irritating.
And they do it on purpose, and I don't get it. Is it because they're like, oh my God, people are going to copy my style, or are they simply doing it just because they want the brand
to repost if you're going to put anything out on social media, as bad as it is, people aren't going to credit you, and they're going to copy you, and as much, again, as that shouldn't be a thing, they will. So if you're going to tag, if you're going to wear clothes, people are going to copy your style.
Yeah, just do it. And that's, like, I mainly see it with fashion influencers. I don't know why it's, like, a thing that they don't want people knowing. Or maybe they're wearing fake versions of designer stuff and they don't want people to know.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Or maybe like to be, like, mainly luxury and perhaps they're wearing ASOS own brand, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's nice to see somebody who's a fashion blogger mixing up the basics with expensive stuff, you know? It's nice.
I think you need to. It's, again, like using drugstore versus high-end cosmetics, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, because some people might occasionally still want to treat themselves to something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just thought that was a funny one.
I thought that was quite funny. Like, I get it. Like, sometimes if it's like their own brand, perhaps they're keeping it hush hush and they, you know, they're like, where's your jeans from or something? And they put like a little winky face, like, shh. Then you kind of get it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But like, not when it's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck you wear. Like, why am I following you? If I like, I guess not everyone follows to shop, but I mean, it's nice to know, because if you like the style of that product, then, you know, you can go to the brand and shop the brand and see what else is an option.
Get a good look at, get a good look at that item as well, you know.
Yeah.
Robert, do you have another one?
Yeah, totally. I totally do. Okay, let's talk about social media people who launch a brand and then disappear off social media, I've been so busy, you know, and do that kind of thing. Now, I don't in this time understand the effort and the time it takes personally to put into a brand. However, for most people, naming names, Nikita Dragon, Jaclyn Hill, who have these brands and kind of disappear for face off the earth, you know, because perhaps their brand starts to do really well and, you know, maybe they don't need the income from YouTube anymore, from AdSense. But as we've discussed before, a lot of people's brands are an extension of their brand, whether that be their social media thing, you know, it's merchandise almost. So by like taking yourself off social media completely because your brand is doing so well, I think you lose that kind of like personal touch to your brand. And again, we always talk about how we see brands as people and how we resonate with brands as if they were people. I feel like you need to be, if you have a brand, you still need to be as present as you were before. It may be hard work, but make like one video a week, you know? Don't like come back once every 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like if you've got a brand, you're probably at the place where you can post one video a week and still have a successful like YouTube career, in the sense that you don't need to keep posting in order to keep your views and engagement up, kind of thing. But I agree, like you said, it's kind of merchandise. And I feel like the reason you've got to a place where you can launch a brand is because people enjoy watching you and your videos. So why
literally
would you
that reason
the main crux of the why this brand is happening and just concentrate on something that, you know, isn't fully successful yet, maybe, or, you know, needs more time to grow as a brand? Like, why would you just, you're free advertising as well for your own
brand.
And
you know what, it's kind of been shown quite, what's the word, on paper, that some of these brands where people just disappear and don't post anymore on social media, they did quite well on their launch, really well the next year. And in the years after that, it goes downhill because there's no more personalization. And I also don't like, though, when people have a brand and they just go on about their own brand. Like, for example, that one time Patrick Starr did a Rare Beauty review, but reviewed everything of theirs against products of his.
Oh,
like, that's not a fair review. Like, if you think there's something better, then absolutely. But of course, you think your own brand's going to be better. You made it, you know?
I will say there, though, as well, right? One person I think is really, really good at this is Leah Yu, who owns Crave, right?
Yeah.
She has kind of like, she did stop posting for a bit, but from what she said online, it's because she wants to take her content in a new direction, and she was prepping for that and kind of like preparing for that, kind of trying to work out what that was.
Right.
But what she's really good at is still posting about other products while still keeping her genuine love for her own brand within her videos. Susan Yara is really good at that as well. And one thing I actually said to Susan the other day, because she posted something on her Instagram, she posted a video about, I don't know, like her favorites or something, and two of her products were in it. Two of Naturium were in it, amongst many others. And someone posted a comment saying, oh, another advert for your brand. Here's the thing, right? Why would any influencer spend all this time making a brand, coming up with a brand, helping, you know, work behind the scenes, putting so much of their life into creating a brand while still creating and posting content like she does, and never talk about their products?
And also, if you've made
a
brand,
you've got to love them.
Right, if you've made a brand and those products in your brand that you've worked so hard on perfecting it weren't your favorite products, and you've done something wrong. If I was to make an eyeshadow palette and it wasn't my favorite eyeshadow palette to use, I wasn't excited to use it every time, and I prefer to whip out, I don't know, some other brand, then I'll be like, okay, what have I done wrong that I don't like my own palette? And like, it's fair enough. I would maybe say if we had our own brand and I was gonna do a review of products, I'd be like, these are my favorite ever. I'm not including any of my own brand in this. Of course, you know, my eyeshadow palette is my favorite. I made it to what I love, so of course it's gonna be my favorite, but here's some of my others. Like, it's fine to do that, but also including your own is fine, because you made it to be the, you know, what you want in a product.
Exactly.
Like why would it not be your favorite, you know?
I know, I just find comments like that so bizarre, like really, really strange. Like, why? Imagine. But I wonder if that comes from people not really knowing that a lot of other influencers, for example, don't really put their all into a brand and just attach their names to it. So I guess there is kind of like this idea that, oh, they're just peddling a product that they've been told to peddle rather than know how involved they are within that process, I guess.
I think as well, I mean, even going back to the Patrick Starr thing where he like compared his brand to Rare Beauty, like, yes, fine, that's your favorite. But like when you're reviewing, to me, when you're reviewing products or a brand, you have to review it from everyone else's perspective. It's not just only me in my room. This only works for me. You know, this is how, so it's fine to compare, but do it fairly and you know, be fair for everyone else. You know what I mean? Because not everybody has my skin. Not everyone has my eyelid space. Not everyone has my eyebrows. You know what? Review shouldn't be just you. It should be like your opinion. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and well, obviously you want your brand to do well, but you don't want to like start down talking other products or being like, buy my brand instead of this one, you know?
Because that just looks stupid as well, because that just looks like whenever somebody, I swear someone did that once, or people stopped supporting them because they were just rude. I can't even remember now, but someone tell us something.
That's the thing as well, is like, be realistic. Like, who buys... people who are going to be engaging with beauty content aren't buying one brand and sticking to it.
No, absolutely not. They want to experiment with everything.
Yeah. Let's move on
from this.
Right. Not to sound repetitive, but one thing I've noticed on TikTok is sponsored products. Fine. We love sponsored products.
We love a spawn.
Get that money.
Get that coins.
Get that coins. But one thing I hate is when... I know it's like a lot of influencers do, is they pretend they're really in love with a product and they've been using it for a long time when they haven't been.
Right.
And sometimes you can tell. Like a lot of people, like brands are very good, for example, at sending skincare months before their launch and you get to try it. But you know, I don't know if it's just me, but I will usually see influencers be like, I was sent this back in February or back in November. Do you know what I mean? Like months ago. Just if you've just got your product... and you are being sponsored and you like the product, just say, use this a couple of times, love it so far, like absolutely love it. If it makes sense to do that, like makeup, for example, skincare is a little bit different. If it's a mask, whatever, fine. Or
makeup, you can tell there and then, or even within a day if you like it or not, you know?
Yeah. But like, for example, if a brand send me a load of stuff and like, oh, well, I've tried all this, but not that serum, I'll have to say that in the video. I'll be like, I love this brand, so I'm looking forward to trying the serum. I'll update you on
it
later.
It's all in the words.
So then if next month I don't like it, I can literally be like, by the way, I didn't like the serum in the end, or I did like it.
Right.
I didn't mean away from the sponsorship.
Exactly.
I don't think there's any benefit to pretending you've been using it for a long time, because I feel like people follow you because they like your opinion. So if you're genuinely interested or excited about a product, then just say it, because people will be like, oh, okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
None of this like, oh my God, I love it. It's the best one I've ever used. There's only so many of the best things you can ever use.
Yeah. Okay, so our last one for today is going to be talking about influencers and their own brands, is keeping these influencers keeping quiet about brand failures and controversy. And let's again talk about the whole Jaclyn Hill and her lipsticks, for example. That was quite the scandal, and actually continues to be so right now.
I feel like it's gone on for a long time. Out.
Yeah, she can't get a break. Whatever that means to anyone. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, you don't know what's going on. I don't either. And I don't know whether she's generally just making fuck up after fuck up, or if she's generally trying to just shit.
I have no idea what's going on. Sometimes I just believe that people are incredibly unlucky. And that's what it's down to. But here's the deal, right? Again, using the example of, say we had our own brand and say that we release our own lipsticks and people are like, listen, there's pellets in here, metal pellets. I found, you know, ostrich poo, chunks of ostrich poo.
Yeah,
it's been to the lab. Huge feces are in these lipsticks. Actually, that would be unforgivable. I think we would have to shut down. But say it was like hair.
Can you imagine?
There's the plague in these
the
lipsticks.
Using. Yeah.
But if it was like a hair or something like that, I feel like there's a way to turn it around. When people ignore their own controversies, it's in my eyes, it's pleading guilty. And I know in other people's eyes, and maybe legally, it's not admitting to the, you know, the controversy. But I would feel overcome with guilt. And I'll be like, listen, okay, let's turn this into a learning moment for me, but let's, you know, make some content out of it. Let me take you on this little journey now. Like, what did we do wrong? What happened? Let's try and fix this together. You know what I mean? Well, not together, because no one has to do the work but me. But, like, it's like, admit to it. Admit you made a mistake. Mm-hmm. If it's your first launch, right? Oh my God, then fine. Like, not like, oh my God, you're fine. Don't worry about it. But, like, apologize and we're fine. It's good. Give people their money back.
I would do like a whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, I will do a whole BBC's Dispatches style documentary.
Come and see me, BBC. Yeah.
Just keep everyone in the know. And that's what I find really interesting. Even when brands start to fail or there's rumors of brands failing, like, I think that's just as interesting as... someone creating a brand.
100%.
What went wrong? Like, what are you going to try and do next?
Yeah.
Like, again, I always bring up Crave Beauty for some reason. Not failing as a brand at all. But one thing I love that they do is they're like, they're so honest about their journey with particular things within their business.
Right.
Sustainability is a huge one. They're always like, you know, this is what we want to do, but these are all the issues. Like, come behind the scenes. They have their own behind the scenes Instagram account. And as far as brands go, I think it's way more interesting to bring people along on the journey in all aspects rather than just be like, here's a new product, here's a fun shoot.
Exactly.
We love it. Yeah, so the creators behind Vasali are talking about everything, and it's so interesting. And I feel like it genuinely drums up real interest in the brand, because I think people are so clued up with the industry as a whole nowadays. I feel like the behind the scenes and the goings-ons and even the financial side of things is new information to everyone. And I think people want to know about all that kind of stuff because it's interesting. It's genuinely interesting.
Right. And I feel like if you're not including them in that, it's almost an insult. It's almost like, oh, you know, you don't know this. Well, it's actually a lot of people do now. Sorry, I'm so sick. That little up and down stairs is killing me. But you know, as well, what I really liked about them is when people came out using their product wrong, do you remember the mattifying thing that they made? The mattifying serum.
I only remember one really glowy one.
Oh my God. I think I liked it. It was like a serum that mattified, but everyone was dropping it on their face and leaving it on. It was drying white. They came out and made a video. I was like, this isn't how we use our product. And it was really like, oh, great. Okay, good. Someone's saying it, you know?
Yeah. I just find it so interesting. I think I think whether your brand is successful or not, I think any content of what's going on behind the scenes is so interesting.
Yeah.
It can be used to the brand's benefit.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine we launch a brand, right? Big launch, whatever. A year later, why our brand failed. That's going to get so many views.
It's going to get so many views.
So much interest.
But also like, interest. Yeah. And it's not like we're high. Like, you're coming out of a brand. It's this huge moment. You make a big deal out of it. Probably contract-wise, you have to talk about it however so often. Yeah. And you would want to. And then you just go completely silent about it because it fails. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Like, tell us.
Tell us what happened. Part one, part two. You know?
Yeah. Go undercover, put a camera in your bag and go to the factory.
Right, I'm going to shout at your manager.
Yeah. Like, why is there ostrich poo and everything? You didn't tell me.
Why is there endangered
species? There.
Okay, all right. Well, that was a few things that we're just like, that's kind of like, we question what people do online. I think all the time in general. And you know what? You need to question everything. Question everything. What's that in the sky? You know,
look
what
around
is that?
You.
What
look
is around
it?
You. Mm-hmm. Are you even in a house or is it a hologram? So, so listen, we will be back every other week now. So, wait, that's right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just means that we don't miss anything, you don't miss anything, and we'll have a great time. So, I don't know what else we usually say at the end of our thing. Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at RobertWLSH for more makeup content on YouTube, Robert Welsh.
You can follow me, James_S_Welsh, on Instagram, TikTok, James Welsh on YouTube, and Neophyte Nails now for some nail tutorials and funsies.
Ooh, the future is happening. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you very, very soon. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat,
rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.